See, if you have items to buy, sell, or trade, give us a call at 270-756-1043 or 270-547-1043. If you can't get through to the show or don't have time to call, you can still put items on the Cash and Carry segment. We'll tell you more about that later in the program. Now here's today's edition of Bargain Barn on 104.3 FM WXBC.
And good Tuesday morning. It's time for the Bargain Barn, 104.3 The River. And the sponsor of the show today, our good friends at Down Home Florists. Go see DeLois and the gang out on Ballpark Road in Hardinsburg. They can send flowers everywhere. They have a great selection there. And they're not only a florist. They're also a wonderful gift shop, too. They've got live plants, silk floral arrangements, swags, wreaths, cake, candles, you name it. They've got it. If you've got shopping to do, and remember, it is not terribly far away from Valentine's Day. It's going to be here before we know it, Terry.
Absolutely will. And good morning. What
good
a
morning.
Pretty day outside.
It smells so good. You can smell the woods.
I don't want to be inside knowing that this is it, and then tonight, all of a sudden, we're going to go, here we go,
that's
cold
right.
weather.
That's right. It smells like a cold front, but I was taking the kids to school this morning, and the woods across from my house, they had this, I don't know. It was almost like just a hint of springtime smell.
Somebody had a picture on Facebook the other day where they raked back some leaves and there was actually, you know, foliage that was not supposed to be there that was trying to pop up. And of course, we don't want that.
No, I mean, it is what it is. It does what it does.
You've got this warm of temperatures. That's what you can expect. And then, of course, we get smacked with the cold stuff, and then it croaks.
You know, after that real cold snap we had in November with the ice storm and all those things, it's funny this year because, you know, being raised by my mom, I have herbs at my house. I have a lavender in my front flower bed that still looks great, and I still have cilantro. So if you want to make salsa, you know, here at work one of these days, it won't go away.
Wow.
And it usually is the one of the first ones gone or turns into coriander and seeds out. Still have it. Not a gobs of it, but there's some still there. So pico de gallo night at my house anytime.
All right.
We can make it happen.
Well, we are so excited every Tuesday to bring Down Home Florist into the Bargain Barn. She has been with us forever.
That's right.
And of course, when you're thinking, and now it's not a bit too early, go ahead and be placing your Valentine orders instead of waiting till last second. All you got to do is pick up the phone or stop by Down Home Florist over on Ballpark Road, and she will make sure that she takes care of you, whether you want a pretty vase filled with some flowers, maybe you want long stem red roses or a different color. DeLois will take care of whatever you're needing.
It's always springtime there.
It is.
Because they've always got fresh stuff. So
we're going to call DeLois. Smile on their face.
That's right. Fine, folks. We love them. And like Terry said, they've been with us forever. We urge you to go out and see them and tell DeLois you heard about her on the Bargain Barn.
Yes, and we'll try and chat with her in a little bit now that we're into the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of see what she's got planned for 2019.
I bet lots of good stuff.
I'm sure.
You ready to get this thing rolling?
Yes, let's give the rules. We ask that you limit your call to no more than 5 items and that the total call not go over $500. We don't take guns or any kind of businesses or personal ads. If you have something that's more than $500 or you don't have time to go to the phone, you can stop by the station and for $3 a day, we'll put it on Cash and Carry. Our phone numbers, once again, 270-756-1043 and 270-547-1043. We're ready to take your call. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Good morning, Terry. How are you all?
Oh, doing great. Hope you are, too.
Yes, ma'am. All right. I got a tree that's in my yard, and it's a pretty good-sized tree. I'm looking for someone to cut it down. They can have the wood and all, lumber, every bit of it. Like you said, it's well over about 75 foot tall and great big old tree. Number 370-945-7271.
That was 945-7271.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
Hi, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, I have a couple of great Pyrenees pups that are ready to go to their forever home. I'm asking $200 a piece for them. They are purebred. Mom and Dad's on site, and you can reach me at 270-925-5585.
925-5585.
Yes.
Have a nice day.
All right, so it is the Bargain Barn, and it's Tuesday, and we've got another call coming in.
Hello, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yeah, I got a TV tower for sale. I got two sections of it. for $60. And my number is 270-200-0100 in Leithfield, Kentucky. Thank you.
200-0100. Hi, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, we have Muscovy ducks for sale, $5 a piece. We're also looking for some Banny pullets. Phone number is 270-257-0961.
257-0961.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Again, it is the Bargain Barn. It is Tuesday, and it's brought to us by our good friends at Down Home Florist on Ballpark Road in Hardinsburg. And like Terry and I said, we urge you to go out and see DeLois. Not too early. Let's see here. Today is the 8th? 8th of January.
8th.
One of my favorite fiddle tunes, the 8th of January.
There's a song like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Actually, Johnny Horton used the tune. The tune for 8th of January is Battle of New Orleans.
Right. Okay, I know that one.
Yeah, he used the tune 8th of January for that hit song that taught us all history.
Well, I want to hear it later.
I'll see if I can dig it up.
All right. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes. I'd like to buy a tabletop sander that has a sanding belt, and then it has a little grinding wheel on the side of it, if anybody's got one. And I'd also looking for a good LP gas tank, 200 gallon or more, 788-3977.
Thank you.
So now you're going to have that stuck in your head
all day.
But 1814, we took a little trip. The Mississippi.
Along the
Colonel Jackson down the mighty
there
Mississippi.
You go.
Yeah. Well.
Took a little bacon and then we took a little beans. Oh.
Good stuff. Yep, 8th of January. So.
All right.
Johnny Horton
we
was cool,
hear, oh,
wasn't
yeah.
he?
Oh, yeah. I love.
He was cool.
You know, north to Alaska. Oh, my gosh. You're bringing back some memories
good
there.
Stuff.
I can still see that album cover, I mean, with his face and stuff.
That red suit.
Yes, in the red suit. Exactly. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, ma'am. I got a white riding lawnmower that runs. I got a Murray riding lawnmower. Needs the engine put back on it. I got three engines. I got a pressure washer. And I got a front time tiller. I'll take $300 for all of it to get it out of my way. 270-863-0192.
That's 863-0192.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, my son has seasoned firewood for sale. He's got different kinds. You can call him for a price. He's in the Irvington, Hardinsburg area. His phone number is 270-945-1450.
That's 945-1450.
Thank you.
It is the Bargain Barn on WXBC, brought to us on Tuesdays by our good friends at Down Home Florist. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Special times and events are like flowers, each beautiful in their own way. Celebrate moments in life with help from Down Home Florist. Fresh or silk floral arrangements and live plants brighten any day. Plush animals are fun-loving ways to show your love, too, along with a variety of gifts and figurines. There are a lot of choices. Instead of online flowers, next time make a quick call to Down Home Florist for the best advice, experience, and the appropriate gift. Down Home Florist in Hardinsburg.
When you see a red or yellow traffic light, you know it means to stop. If you see a red or yellow flag in the ground, it means go. The flags mark underground utility lines, giving you the green light to start digging. Red is electric, and yellow is a gas line. For the green light to start any digging project, call 811 or go to 811now.com. All utility lines must be marked before you start digging. Contact 811 2 days before you start and watch for the red and yellow flags before you begin digging. It's a free service, and it's the law.
This is Alan Watts, your host for Across Kentucky. On this week's show, we preview the University of Kentucky winter wheat meeting in Hopkinsville, get the economic outlook for corn, soybeans, and wheat, learn more about the Kentucky Farm Bureau 100-year celebration, preview the American Farm Bureau annual meeting with Heather Gieske and Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney. All this week on Across Kentucky.
Weekday afternoons at 4:30 on 104.3 The River.
All right, Terry. It's Tuesday, and that means we're going to talk to our good friend, DeLois Bell, who happens to be on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are fantastic. Happy New Year. We haven't talked to you since before Christmas.
I know.
Everything was falling on Tuesday.
Everything fell on Tuesdays, but I think we recovered from the holidays. Now, did you have good ones?
We did.
Good.
My family was all together, so we had a good holiday.
That is the main thing, isn't it, Delois?
It is. It doesn't come wrapped in packages.
That's right.
Now, do you guys do a lot of visiting? Do you like to play games? What's kind of your traditions?
One set of the family does, and we did. We played a lot of games and had a lot of fun. And the other set likes to sit and talk. It kind of depends on the age bracket.
There you go. Yeah. If you're like
the little set likes to run around and rip packages open and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. They're fun.
Yeah. And yeah. I love to watch the little set because they get so excited over every little thing. It doesn't matter if it's a Matchbox car or if they're getting something that's remote control. They just think it's the best present ever.
And some of them just like a box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually have a picture because there was a good-sized box that somebody emptied out, and I have little ones crawling in, and all you see is their feet. I've got that where I saved it over the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that fun? And
it is.
That didn't cost you a thing, did
that's
it?
That's right. And why? And, you know, plastic containers, that's another thing. I've got a whole shelf that's all of our plastic bowls and stuff. Mm-hmm. Boy, if I want to entertain a little one, all I got to do is open up that and just say, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll entertain them for hours.
Hours. That's right.
So what have you got going on at Down Home Florist?
Well, actually, I'm sitting here looking at my Valentine list.
All right.
Going like, okay, which colors? Because I'm kind of behind on ordering these. I should have had it done last week. But anyway, I'm picking out different colors this year.
By different colors, you mean?
Roses.
Oh, okay. So red is not as traditional as it used to be. A lot of folks like to go with the pink and the white.
Mm-hmm. And still, red is the number one.
It still is. Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, when men walk in the door, that's what they know, red rose. You know, they don't venture out too much unless the wife has told them, this is what color I like.
Okay.
So we're trying to accommodate everybody and think ahead. We have guys who come around once a year, and we kind of remember what they get. And I had one last year said, see you next year.
Oh, wow.
We'd like to see him a little more often, but, you know,
we're glad to have
good.
Him once a year.
That's right. We're happy to have him. And so those things are getting underway, and we're getting in the animals and balloons and all that stuff. So we'll be ready for Valentine because it's not that far.
No, it's not. That's what I was telling folks is that it's not a bit too early to go ahead and place their order now. That way they're assured of getting exactly what they're wanting, and you know better how much to order in.
Right, right. And it doesn't hurt. I'm thinking that the chart's going to read the same as last year.
It's been the same for many years.
Yeah, I haven't changed it since 2012.
Wow, that's awesome.
So, well, I just can't see gouging people. The prices go up to us, and so, of course, they have to go up. But I don't want to overdo on that. You know, that's not the only day we're here. We're here all these other days, too. And the school, as far as I know, they're staying the same on that. So I'll let you know on the dates. Richard usually sends me a letter.
Okay.
And lets me know what dates that we can and cannot go to school.
All right.
So I'll let you know on that probably next week.
That'll be great.
Now, yeah. Delois, you still do your I Remembered program to help fellows out, don't you?
I do.
That's the ultimate doghouse deterrent, boys.
It works for a lot of people.
Paul uses it often.
Hey, I tell you, man, it's I'm pretty good at remembering that stuff, but I'm not as good at it as a lot of people, and I'm totally not as good at it as Delois. All you got to do is bring in your dates, and you just take care of it, right?
That's right. That's right. It's up to me from there.
Who else even does that? That's the best service ever.
Well, it's a service, yes.
It's a fantastic service.
Kind of like the Memorial Day stuff that we do.
You probably save more marriages than anybody in this county, Delois.
I have more dates up here, hanging up here than you realize. And
I wouldn't doubt it.
Keeping track of them is fun.
You'll see that.
But we get it done.
Now, girls like to give the guys, you know, a Valentine's Day present as well. Give us some suggestions on what a girl can give to her fella.
Well, a lot of girls give them flowers. And seems to work.
But do they normally get it like in maybe a coffee mug, or do they do?
We can do that.
Okay.
And we have those heart mugs.
Can you put a pocket knife in that coffee mug?
Probably could.
Well, I was thinking more some chocolate candy maybe filling that mug.
Candy and balloons and plush animals. So we'll have a variety of those. And that seems to work for them too. So
okay.
Men don't get embarrassed like they used to. You know, you could take something to work and they kind of like it. But used to, a long time ago, I know one of my workers would send her husband something. It would embarrass the fire out of him. But guys don't like that anymore. They kind of like it.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of get, they go, ha-ha, look what I got for my wife.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, it's kind of taking a turn. You're right.
Yeah. So, you know, want to bear that in mind. We can do all this stuff. And you want to get your order in early. So it's not too early to even call today and say, put me on the list, and I'll take it from there.
Okay. Well, Delois, we know you're trying to get everything all kind of redone and get ready for the Valentine's
mm-hmm.
Stuff, but we wanted to thank you for taking a few minutes of your time to chat with us, and we'll look forward to hearing what all you've got for next week then as we get closer to the event.
Yes. Well, I was listening to you talking about that song. I like the part where they run through the briars and they run through the bramble.
Yes.
Yes.
And they run through the places where a rabbit couldn't go.
Right. Right.
That will stick in your head forever now.
The whole song. That's all I'm going to be singing in my head all day. Thanks, Paul.
I do what I can, buddy.
Yeah.
Good things don't go away.
No, they don't.
No. So have fun with that.
All right, we will. And Delois, you have a great day. And
all right, you too.
Stop by and chat with you after a while.
Okay.
For a few minutes. Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, you take care.
Always good to talk to our friend Delois Bell, Down Home Florist on Ballpark Road in Hardinsburg. Don't have anything in cash and carry today, Terry, but we want to remind folks for $3 a day, we can put about anything you want on cash and carry. All of our rules apply except for our price limit. There's no price limit on cash and carry.
You're so right.
So get it to us and we'll get it on the air for you, and we've got calls coming in.
Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yeah, I got a Troy built ride lawnmower. It's a 42-inch cut. It's a pony type. It runs good and everything. It's got a 17-horse Intech motor on it. It needs a dry deck belt. That's the only thing it needs. Mass on a 50-port. And I got a tub of debt transmission for a TM42 or a Bipit, TM50 or something like that. All the same. Mass is 75 feet. Let me call it 945-5308.
945-5308.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, this morning I'm looking for a twin stroller. It can be the side-by-side or the one that's got the, you know, two in a row. And my telephone number is 270-617-3904.
That's 617-3904.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, it is the Bargain Barn, 104.3 The River, brought to us on Tuesdays by our good friends at Down Home Florists. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Special times and events are like flowers, each beautiful in their own way. Celebrate moments in life with help from Down Home Florist. Fresh or silk floral arrangements and live plants brighten any day. Plush animals are fun-loving ways to show your love, too, along with a variety of gifts and figurines. There are a lot of choices. Instead of online flowers, next time make a quick call to Down Home Florist for the best advice, experience, and the appropriate gift. Down Home Florist in Hardinsburg.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Kentucky Army National Guard. Aired by the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station.
104.3 The River is the sports voice of Breckenridge County and your home for the Breckenridge County Tigers. Join WXVC for all the action throughout the season. Brought to you by Brandenburg Telecom, Elite Physical Therapy, First State Bank, Irvington Gas Company, County RECC, Taylor Pharmacy, Tony Brown Chevrolet, Twin Lakes Regional Medical Center, and White Implement Company. If it's the Tigers, it's on the Sports Voice of Breckenridge County, 104.3 The River.
All right, it is the Bargain Barn. It is Tuesday, and that means the show's brought to us by our good friends at Down Home Florist on Ballpark Road in Hardinsburg. And Terry, we've got a call holding.
Thanks for holding. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, I got a friend that's got three chainsaws. He's asking $40 to $70 on them. And his number is 270-899-2044.
That's 899-2044.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Again, Delois was talking about Valentine's Day. And, you know, every year we do this, but we cannot urge you enough to go ahead and just get it taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
You probably know about what you're going to get. If you don't, she can make some suggestions to you. She will not lead you wrong. I promise you that. I give you my word. Get it done. We've got about a month and six days.
That's not that far away.
No. I was talking this morning. It's going to be Memorial Day before we go.
I know. Last year we said Christmas will be here before you know it. And here it was like,
come,
whoa,
and
all of a sudden it was here. Yeah. Time just passes way too quick.
Well, I know all the fellas at home that I hang out with, they're already planning their dove shoot for Labor Day weekend. You know, and, you know, we've already booked things for then. And it's just, the time just goes by so fast. So take advantage of somebody that'll take that order and keep things in line for you. That's just one less thing you've got to worry about. She's got the goods, too. And we'll have interesting different colors, as always, this year.
And we've got another call coming in. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Good morning. This morning, I have a Buff Orpington rooster to free that he is aggressive. And if anybody would like to have him, the number is 945-0697.
945-0697.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, good morning. I'm still looking for some aluminum railings, aluminum pipe, whatever to make a deck. Also some aluminum channel. I want to make a greenhouse out of the glass I already got and stuff. Or tracks that came off of Shire stalls, you know, the sliding type. I've got some of those. I just need the tracks and stuff. And the number of the call after the program's over is 270-242-6878, 242-6878. And I still have my Bernina Artista combination sewing and embroidery machine with a wonderful travel case. It alone is worth $250. I'm selling the whole thing for $500 firm. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
So, Terry, this is terrible, and but it's hilarious, and you know me. Lady called in with her rooster, and, you know, she said,
and I'm thinking about the aggressive rooster.
Yeah.
I have a story, yeah.
I've had some bad ones that I've been scared of. You know, and mom had one that was just, he was the coolest old fella. He was nice. I've only had aggressive ones, but there's a whole compilation on YouTube of angry roosters chasing farm kids.
Well,
it's fantastic.
Mike used to, he'd tell the story, and I think it was his grandmother. Of course, ladies back, you know, many, many years ago, they always wore house dresses, you know,
right.
But they were always in a dress, never pants or anything. But I guess that rooster had a thing for, didn't like her. And the minute she'd come out that door, he'd take to chasing her all around the yard. And she got to where, the minute she'd see it, boy, she'd grab the old broom and start to smacking that sucker like crazy. And Mike said one day, that old rooster just turned up missing. And he said, she finally took care of that problem. Never did specifically. I don't say that it wasn't maybe butchered.
There may have been some dumplings involved.
Yeah, I'm thinking so too. But she finally done away with that old rooster.
Oh, they are funny. But that YouTube stuff, it is. And I wouldn't laugh at it had it not happened to me and my children 100 times. We had chicks one time. It was just a few years ago, and Anna was fairly little. We had some chicks in the tub with the heat lamp on them in the kitchen. And one of them jumped out and attacked her. It was a tiny little old chick. I was like, well, I know what that one is.
We've got a video of one year Braden went to visit in Ohio, and they had some chickens and stuff. And I guess Angela was going to give him the bucket so he could go out. And we've got it on video where he's kind of approaching, And when they started kind of coming towards it, he got scared. He just threw bucket and all and took off running.
I don't blame him. Reckon we got time for another one?
All right. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, about roosters. I read on the backyard chicken farm that one guy said he can pick up almost any rooster and walk around with it firmly under his arm like a football, talk to it softly, answer so long, and gets it to calm down. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
The only way I've ever been able to charm one's with a tobacco stick.
Yeah.
PETA will be calling any minute.
Uh-huh.
It's been a good day. It's the Bargain Barn. It's Tuesday. Thanks to Lois. Thank you, Terry. You have a wonderful day.
Well, you do the same. Hope everybody can get out there. This is it, folks. Temperature's going to drop big time tonight, so get out and enjoy a beautiful day right now. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Bargain Barn on WXBC. If you missed today's show, you can listen by visiting the podcast section of WXBC1043.com. Tune in again next time for Bargain Barn on the voice of Breckenridge County, WXBC.
When news makes a splash, we're...